from Harry high and low. But don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair. I let it fly in the breeze, then get caught in the trees. Give a home for the fleas in my hair. A home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees. A dust for birds, there ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair.
That's what I'm talking about. AM 970 Solid State Radio, Scotty J in, along with Tim Savage and Sarah X Dillon. This is a real special song in my heart. It goes out to...
You have it written out.
Yeah, this one goes out to someone special today. It is a big day.
Who is it? Who is it, Scotty J?
Somebody we all know. Somebody that fills this hour usually when we are, when I'm not in here.
This guy is getting his head full of hair?
Well, here's the deal. I just wanted to take you guys back just a little bit. The kingdom came down in March of 2000, believe it or not. But a new dome is going up today in Seattle right now. That's correct. I guess so.
You put a lot of work into this.
Actually, Rick is patching up business today, so yes.
He has his stand-up index cards. I love it. All right, should we start this?
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be doing some of the best of Rick Emerson's show today. This one's one of my favorite ones where we talk a little bit about some new sounders and stuff like that. So we're going to roll right into that, and we'll be coming back every 20 minutes or so to let you know what's going on here at the AM 970 Rick Emerson Show.
Best of. Here we go.
It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio coming up later on. It's that new Will Ferrell movie. That's what opens today, right? There's nothing else I care about. I don't even really care about that, truth be told. And for reasons I can't really quantify. I'm unclear, but I don't hate Will Ferrell. I'm not the biggest Will Ferrell fan in the world. You know, like, I'm a casual Will Ferrell. I thought Anchorman was a fantastic film. I thought Elf was a decent film. He's done some things I don't really care about one way or the other. There's something that rubs me the wrong way about this, about his new one. I think because it seems like such a complete and blatant clone of Anchorman. Do you know what I mean? I've trouble even really putting it into words. Even the titles are really similar. Because wasn't Anchorman, it was like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Mm-hmm. And this was like Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Is the name of the whole name of the film. So there's something, I don't know, it seems very much like a retread. I think Scott Daly's talking about that, but I'm not entirely sure. We'll also do It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, and we'll try to get to that new Storm single. We play that again today. It's 503-733-2970. Okay, now why would you put that on the screen? Here's what he's put on the screen. He has line one, so-and-so, you're the best, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, then why are you even writing it up? Okay, what is that? I don't understand why you're putting it on the screen.
What is he
putting?
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to that!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio. Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you. Scotty J. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you today?
Good.
This is Scotty J.
You're crazy today.
Scotty, now I had Scotty doing some work last night because we've been playing that new single from Storm and the Balls, which is Ladylike. And a lot of people did not realize that that's a radio edit where they make singers sometimes, especially in rock radio, they will make different edits of a song because sometimes it has profanity or so forth. And so they'll bleep it or they'll do it. For a while, while it was really in vogue to, when there was profanity, to just play it backward, you would go into an audio editing program, and instead of the F word, you would hear like, you know, or whatever the hell that sounds like. You would hear it all backwards. Steve Miller's Jet Airliner was like that for a while, where it was like, you know, it was instead of funky S, and it was all like funky, and now they're back to playing the funky kicks going down in the city. But that Storm Ladylike has the F word like 100 times.
Yeah,
in
it's very profane.
Because it's what the F is ladylike. But they feel like it has good single potential, and so they recut a radio edit of it where she says, what the what? And so whenever you hear that second what, that's really the F word, blah, 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 blah. So I was trying to have some version where I merged the two, where I had part of it bleeped, and then at the end when it gets really vile, just to have the clean version. And Scotty, anyway, so Scotty came and he was listening to these girls, and Scotty expressed disapproval with a stern parental look on his face that she ruined a song by putting profanity in it.
What?
Scotty's all like, I am personally offended. I believe that she ruined that
have
song by injecting it with profanity.
I have not seen her perform before, but before I had heard the song with the profanity in it, I was like, why would she wreck a good song? Then I heard the profanity one, and it's not so bad.
All right, so he was, all right. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, so this, so we'll try to play that later on here. So we've got a bleeped version of it finally, right?
Right.
Because that gives people a little...
The whole thing is bleeped, but it sounded good to me.
It sounds okay. It doesn't sound as good as, you know, obviously if we could just play it, but I mean, it gives people a little peek into the window of, you know, of what is Storm, because she does have a mouth like a truck driver. Okay, but here's what we've got on the screen. This is why I brought Scotty in the studio. It's describing this caller, da 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 da, and then right here it says, keep your finger near the dump on this one. And then right below that it says, do not say that on air. But why?
And then right after that, what does it say?
Be aware.
Okay, so
what does that even mean?
Some things belong behind the curtain, even though we like to show the curtain to everyone.
All right, I think I'll be the judge of what belongs behind the curtain, Scotty.
Okay, well, take it.
Should now, why?
Go ahead and take it.
Okay, it's a woman. Now, why would you put something up on the screen and then warn me that I have to keep my finger near the delay? For what reason do you think?
Why would I screen calls?
Right.
Hang on.
That's the job of the screener. If you think someone's going to use profanity on the air, don't let her on the air.
My question is, well, not only that, like if you think, see, because there's different reasons. We here at the CBS Radio are equipped with a 7-second delay, which means that if somebody uses language which is inappropriate, we can then delete that language and make sure that it does not hit the airwaves, and then we punish people with the Connie Chung song. So,
which is bad.
But there are various reasons for that. Now, here's different reasons why people use profanity on the air. You hear this a lot on the Likas show, by the way, Tom's show, and they have a fantastic delay system set up there. The guy who runs their delay, I don't know who that is, if it's Dino or whoever it is, it's genius. But there are various reasons. The most common reason that someone uses profanity on the air is because they forget that they are on a radio program, which is sort of a compliment, because they're talking to us just like they're talking to their pals. They forget that it's a radio show. They forget that, in the words of Barry Champlain, when you speak, thousands of people hear your voice. And they just sort of think that they're talking, which is fine. Then there are people who are drunk. That's probably number two. And then the third is people, some guy thinks he's going to be clever and he's going to call up and he's going to scream like MF Baba Booey or whatever. Because he thinks he's the first, because no one's ever done that. He thinks that.
the other
thing that people will do is people will call up and they'll rope-a-dope you. They'll be like, so I was calling in about the situation in Syria with the FF, you know, and because they think that it's going to like rattle us somehow, or that we're going to be, you know, that we're going to be all thrown off by it.
I want to know what kind of this woman, like, why do you think this woman's
going to... That's my question to this. So what is this caller, what did this caller say to you that made you... Yes.
Okay.
What type of profanity might this be?
What did this caller say to you when you picked up the phone that led you to type on the screen, keep your finger near the delay?
Well, if I'm in my parental mode, this is, you know, this is better than, you know, sex, number one, this show. Apparently, okay.
I have no idea what we're talking. What do you mean?
This show is better than...
Oh, so we have
that.
A drunk caller.
And it went on and on about, you know, certain things that I can't... I'm not even... I'll let you talk about them. But the next thing was, you know, effing good and, you know, this show is great.
Is this a drunk caller?
I don't think so. I don't believe
crazy?
So.
Is it a caller? Is it a crazy caller? Sometimes you'll get crazy callers.
Well, I would never call it. Any of your listeners crazy,
oh, I would.
Rick?
Oh, come on. We're all adults here. Let's all speak and speak as men here. So in your assessment, this is a caller who has no internal filter.
Oh, well, I'm hoping that...
Somebody would swear in front of your grandmother.
Well, I'm hoping that this person does have a, have an internal filter, but I wanted to...
What is the point of this call? Is this call, is this someone calling up just to praise us?
Yes.
Well, then we should probably take it.
Exactly. And I just wanted to...
Sarah, how do you feel about taking
kind of
this
be
call?
Behind the curtain there and kind of just, you know, do my job and tell you
which
what
we appreciate,
that's
Scotty.
All.
So, now do you... How
I
do
don't
you
mind if it's not a, like some... I don't mind if it's not an angry caller.
I think you're okay. After all this conversation,
all right.
I think
well,
you
okay.
should be.
My fingers near the dump. We're ready.
Well,
Sarah?
She should understand that it's a, you know, $1 million fine.
It's a family oriented program here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Rick. It's Elizabeth the Goddess. I'm sober.
Okay.
Just wanted to call you up and tell you I think you're the greatest radio personality I've ever heard.
Now, don't repeat the language that you said to Scotty.
I just said your radio show is almost better than.
Than sex.
SEX. Because
did
it
you actually
feel so good and so happy. And I just thought you'd want to know that I was having a rotten day. You went into your dog name, and I thought it was hysterical, and it changed my whole day and made it really great, and I thought I'd call you up and say thanks.
Now, see, Scotty, this is a perfectly pleasant caller. Now,
I've been listening to your show for years.
I cried when you went off the air.
I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're not on at 9 in the morning anymore.
Yes, you and me both.
Yeah, we are.
And I love you to death.
Well, thank you. Hold on just a little, Elizabeth. Don't go. Now, see, Scotty, I feel you have unfairly judged this caller because Elizabeth sounds perfectly normal, perfectly sane, does not sound unpredictable in any way. She doesn't sound unstable or drunk.
Right. Before we went through it.
You're saying she sounded drunk earlier?
No, I never said the word drunk, not once, but there were a few warnings given first. I'm screaming
because
for
I was overly delighted.
And so you were so exuberant that when Scotty was screening you.
I was effusive and loquacious.
Oh, God
and
bless
not
you.
Not erudite at all.
See?
You prefer.
Yes. All right, Scotty.
Since you are a DJ with a high command of vernacular that... You prefer that in your listeners as well.
It is absolutely true. What celebrity would you say you most resemble, Elizabeth?
Meryl Streep.
Really? What? Wait, now, Silkwood Meryl Streep or Devil Wears Prada Meryl Streep? Hello, we're all gay. What? Devil Wears Prada Meryl Streep?
Well, long blonde hair and slender.
This is fantastic.
Oh, this is like, you know, way back there at Meryl Streep.
That's excellent. So, yes.
Young Meryl Streep.
So, again, yeah. So, again, we are talking maybe Silkwood era or maybe somebody else. Tim, help me. Early Meryl Streep films.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Oh, Sophie's Choice, maybe?
Oh, yes. Maybe.
All
right.
Got it.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you so much, Scotty. I think I believe you should apologize to Elizabeth for unfairly prejudging her.
Well, tell Scotty I'm sorry I scared him.
That's all right.
Elizabeth, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Spoken like a true radio person. Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, thank you. You spread the word, sister.
You bet.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. There you go. That's Elizabeth. Uh-huh. I feel so bad we, like, put her through this gauntlet. All right. That's Elizabeth. All right.
Scotty, way to scream, though. That's
good. You know, better to be too cautious than not cautious enough, Scotty.
That was just supposed to be behind the scenes, but you know what?
No.
You throw it out there. That's fine.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Thank you for your permission to discuss that on the air. All right, thank you. There you go. Scotty J, ladies and gentlemen.
Just because he has children. He's trying to father us.
Just because he's fertile. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
Downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. Here's one for the children. A cross-dressing gunman on rollerblades who robbed a Melbourne bank outside his house has been sentenced to 6 years in jail. Nino Lanoux, who's 32, was wearing a skirt, wig.
Wait. Nino Lanoux, who's 32, felt he had nothing better to do. He got on some skates and...
Huh?
No, I've got nothing. All right, never mind.
Well, he was wearing a skirt, a wig, makeup, and fake breasts, and was armed with an imitation gun. He robbed the National Australian Bank across the street from his house.
Excellent.
Stole more than $24,000. He forced the bank staff to open the security door and emptying the drawers, telling him, "I will not hurt anyone." Just as John Smallwood accepted Lanoux's excuse, because he's an emotionally and socially disconnected young man. He's sentenced to 6 years in jail.
Okay.
Well, London may not have been seeing too much of Tom Cruise, but Penelope Cruz is among those who have seen his baby Siri.
Now, we were talking about
how
this.
How come we don't have a Tom Cruise watch?
I don't know. We really should. We really should have a segment, but like a Cruise News You Can Use segment. But I don't even know what it would be. It seems so obvious to use like Crazy by Patsy Cline or something.
No. Yes, that with his jumping on the couch on Oprah with audio from that.
If I'm so in love!
Yeah.
Or whatever that was. And then something from Top Gun. We should offer some sort of a prize for that. If you would like to create a Tom Cruise, because we had such luck with, we really have had good luck with listeners creating sounders, because we had the, because Aaron Geek in the City Duran created the.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
There you go. That's our serial killer watch. And then, let's see. And then Scotty didn't really count as a listener, but we have the.
Think I did it again.
That never gets old. It's fantastic. All right, so if you would perhaps like to try your hand at creating a sounder, we need a Tom Cruise sounder.
Can we just one more time?
No.
Maybe we should do a
bring it on you later.
Maybe we should do a Britney watch.
Do we have a Britney watch?
Certainly do.
All right, but wait, are we in a watch now?
Well, no, we're not.
Well, let's finish this story, because then we'll play that again. So if you'd like to create a Tom Cruise sounder, we'd love to hear that. That would be fantastic. Take your hand. Try your hand at that, and we'll come. If you create a Tom Cruise, like a cruise watch, mm-hmm. if you can... I'm going to skip the obligatory joke about how cruise watch could also be about George Michael, bada bing. If you'd like to create a cruise watch, we can... we will provide a nice prize from the AM970 bag of crap to the person who creates the watch that we use. Okay, but so Penelope Cruz claims that she has seen Tom Cruise's baby, which seems like a load mm-hmm. because they're broken up. And I mean, contrary to what everybody says, contrary to, like, for example, Sarah and Justin, who remain good friends, most people who break up, you know, you just don't talk to them anymore. I mean, you're either enemies or you're just nothing. You're not typically good friends. That is far and away the exception to the rule. And it does seem like Tom Cruise does not stay in touch with most of the women he's dated, like he and Mimi Rogers and he and Nicole Kidman. So it seems strange that he would pick a woman that he pretty seriously dated and then had kind of a public falling out with to come and see his baby with another girl. It just seems weird.
No, that seems hard to believe.
Like, if you had a baby, you wouldn't be immediately inviting Justin over to look at it, would you?
No, I mean, do you think he's just paying these random people off?
I don't know. And so, did she say when and where this happened?
She described Sarah as one of the sweetest babies I've ever met in my life. She looks like Tom and Katie. She's just...
This is exactly the same thing Leah Remini said. Babies of regulation size.
I mean, isn't the baby like an egg with a smile? I mean,
essentially.
What a baby look like at this age?
I have no idea. All right, so there you go. That's that's our cruise news you can use. Is this a Britney watch?
It certainly is, yes.
Think I did it again.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's genius.
It is, isn't it?
Well done, Scotty.
If people can hear that over the radio.
I don't care. I can hear it here.
God.
I'm pretty sure you can. I'm pretty sure the monophonic AM band carries that with the fantastic.
With the goat baby at the end.
AM band, yeah. Well, that's gold is what that is.
Well, to help parents with a serious topic, a minor league baseball team is using some humor to spread the message about keeping babies safe in vehicles. The Newark Bears will host Britney Spears Baby Night tonight, naming the event for the pop singer whose recent miscues with her baby received national attention. Fans gathering at 7:05 tonight will get information on baby car seat safety and a chance to win a free car seat from the AAA. Fans will dress as a baby, bring a baby toy, or bring their baby, a child 4 and under, and get in free. Spears' care of her child, who was born in September, has made headlines since February when photos showed her in a car with her son on her lap instead of being strapped in a car seat in the back.
All right. And this is your answer, by the way. This is from Todd the Corpse. Come on. He says, Rick, what the hell is that disturbing noise at the end of the Britney Watch theme? What in the name of God is going on? There's your Britney Watch for Friday.
Britney, before you go, there's something I want you to have.
See, my problem is this.
Jesus
God.
What is wrong with Scotty?
I don't really know. You want to hear the stuff of his I don't play. Who wants to hear something I don't play?
Me.
All right. Let's play. Let's see. Where am I put this here? This is Friday. Let's play a random soundbite from Scotty that I've chosen not to play on the air. Let's see. Scotty, new sound. Okay, this is... all right. Okay, Scott, remind me when Scott Daly gets here to play you the Scott Daly, because I have replaced the Pulp Fiction theme. I put Miserloo back in there. Remind me when Scott Daly gets here to play you the Scotty J produced Scott Daly intro that we don't use because it's ludicrous. How about this? Remember, for the longest time, I've been saying we need a delivery driver sound, because like 90% of our audience is delivering something or other. Okay, here's a delivery driver theme created by Scotty J. See if you can pick out the element in this that doesn't belong.
Today we salute you, Mr. In the Car Nose Picker.
Go on, crew. Go on, mama, like an SQ.
Go on.
Go on.
See, what? I don't know if you can hear that there's bagpipes.
Yes, I can hear the bagpipes. What was that for?
They're bagpipes. Hello, is that me? Is that my microphones or my headphones? Lost my left channel here.
You're
fine.
All right, am I okay?
Sound like you always do.
All right, I lost my left channel there. All right.
On your new headphones.
Yeah, I think it's the jack, though. But there's, if you could hear, there's bag...
What was that for?
It's for a delivery driver. I'm like, well, we need something real briefly whenever a delivery driver joins us on the program. And he's like, yeah, I'll see what I can put together.
Hey, that's not real brief. That's about 30 seconds.
No, it's really long. It's like 25 seconds. There's an Alabama song. There's a Budweiser commercial. But then there's this really inane, pointless crowning touch is the bagpipes.
Today we salute you, Mr. In the Car Nose Picker.
Go on, crew. Go on, mama, like an SQ. Go on,
so there you go. So there's...
Oh, please play one more.
Oh, okay. Well, here's... Okay. Let's play this before Scott Daly gets here. This is the this is the opening for Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com that Scotty J created that we opted not to play.
Brilliance. That's all I can say. Sheer, unadulterated brilliance.
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
It's like an hour long, for one thing. They could do the clothes. The best part is how the Muppet intro is all out of phase. So can you hear that? It's like two different versions of the song that are not quite synced up. Yeah, there you go. Good times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a keeper. Let's talk to Benjamin. Hello, Benjamin. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. What's up? What do you got?
Well, I called about one thing, but I got something else real quick. I want to give a shout-out to a delivery driver friend of mine, who's a big fan of the show.
Today we salute you, Mr. In the Car Nose Picker.
Go on, crew. Go on, mama, like an SQ. Go on,
you did that just to hear this, didn't you? All right.
Fantastic.
All right, so there you go. There's your shout-out.
Now, speaking of sounders, I had something for you. I thought this from the very first time I heard it. When you're summoning Scotty J to the studio, the very end of that sounder should have the Star Trek transporter materialization sound.
Oh, yeah, like when they're beaming up.
Yeah,
I can't do it, but yeah, the beam up.
Into the studio.
That's a great idea. So we are just making it. We are summoning him, and he appears in front of us.
Magically, as if, by high technology.
That's a great idea. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
All right. Great. Thank you. That was like a radio laugh. Yes, sir. Thank you, Benjamin.
This is just how I laugh. It's all good. Best show ever.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That's Benjamin. Kay, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
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 Hey, I think you should use the song Crazy from Gnarls Barkley for the Tom Cruise bit.
Well, somebody was suggesting Crazy and then the Twilight Zone theme and then... and then the couch jumping. I'm so in love! That thing on top, all at once.
Yeah, well, you should listen to it. I think it fits right in with him.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
You bet.
All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Okay, so let's see here. What should we... So, Scotty, this Storm in the Balls Ladylike is edited?
For the most part.
Okay. The most, more or less.
Wasn't it Scotty who edited the Snakes on a Plane?
That is true. You are the one...
First F.
You are the one who claimed that the Snakes on a Plane song was edited, and then we played that and not so much. Yeah. No, that's true. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and... I'm going to go ahead and roll this then. We'll go ahead and play this. This is Storm in the Balls. Let's play this song. We'll do this right into a break. We'll come back with Tim Riley, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. We'll do It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, and so forth. In the meantime, from the upcoming yet indefinitely delayed CD, Blue, which is the new one from Storm and the Balls, this is the brand new single from those guys. This is called Ladylike, right here on the Rick Emerson Radio Program.
I got that from the master. I learned from the master.
Your master?
Yeah, my master. That's right. We're actually celebrating. We're rejoicing a little bit. We're happy for Rick. He's happy.
hope he's feeling well today.
He will look his age. I'm very excited for him.
What if the surgery's botched?
That's what I brought up the other day, and he was not happy about it. I'm like, because these things go wrong, right? What if your hair doesn't take?
Yeah.
And he was pretty pissed.
Exactly. I also heard that it's not just going to be done in one thing, so I don't know if he's talked to you about that or if he's thinking that it's going to be done in just one session, but I heard from a friend that it could take up to three.
Oh, poor Rick.
And then the other thing is the hair that you currently have, what if it falls out after you have the new stuff transplanted? So that ought to be interesting.
Or, worst case scenario, he gets scalped.
Comes back even balder than before?
Yeah.
Not very possible.
Missing the top of his head. Well, you never know. Those Native Americans, they're a crazy renegade bunch.
Where did that come from?
Scalping.
Are you just trying to attack every ethnicity today?
I think that was a direct attack on Indian casinos.
Yeah, well, I am bitter about losing $400 last
Friday. Same here. Every time I go to one of
goddamn
them, there's a 48 every time.
All right, well, Scotty, we got to get going.
We're here at AM 970 Solid State Radio. We're doing the best of the Rick Emerson show today. And this one was a very fun day, a day where we broke Connie Chung out to the max. So here you go.
I guess if you're listening to this show, Marissa. All right. My name's Lolita. This here Tanqueray. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Yo. It's 503-733-2970. I wear a secret talisman. I wear a secret sign. On a dragon, I must ride. The gates of hell are open. Hear that on a goddamn Lars Larson show. It's 503-733-2970. Later on, we have a spot the fake metal lyric. That's coming up. Here's how this whole... And we'll reveal the mystery noise here in like 4 minutes. I don't understand this whole business with the kids today and their metal shows. Because when I was a boy, the show, the ticket said 8. You'd go there. At 8:30, they started selling shirts. Thank you. At 9 o'clock, Ugly Kid Joe would come out. They would play. And then, like at 10, Ozzy would come out. He would play. Then he'd go home. The other day, I'm reading this thing that gets circulated into the building here called the Week at a Glance, which is an overview of station promotions. And I'm reading... What?
You read that?
I do. I read it, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. I believe you. And so, anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then I see the Rose and this band. I thought this band, Hatebreed's going to be there. And I'm kind of a fan of those guys. And they're like, hey, I didn't know they were coming. That's cool. And so then I'm talking to the KUFO people. They're like, yeah, you know, there's a whole show coming. And I'm like, really? What time does it start? 4:45 in the afternoon. I'm like, what? I don't understand. And so I looked at the lineup, and there's literally like 9 bands that are playing. Even if they all played half an hour set, I mean, it is like, it's like 6 hours. It's just, it's unreal. That really is value for your money right there. So, in any event, so we've got some tickets that we're going to be giving away. We've got Spot the Fake Metal Lyric. We'll try to get to that. Jen Lane now joins us from Barfly Magazine here in the studio. How are you, sister?
Doing great.
All right. Before we plunge headlong into the revelation of the mystery noise, which we're going to do, I'm going to ring every last possible bit of drama. I'm going to whore and exploit every last drop.
Jen, are you getting tired of the mystery noise?
Everybody loves mystery noise. It's the best bit ever.
I've been really curious as to know what it is.
That's a diplomatic answer. Thank you. Can I just tell you this? I sat in a promotions meeting this morning that ground to a halt for about 12 minutes because everybody around the table was just like, is it one of those things that like you wind and then you put it into the thing and then it turns? Is it that? Oh, damn it. You know, so this, it really has obsessed an entire nation. It really, if I had more time, and if Scotty J was not already, if those narrow shoulders were not already, already perilously overloaded with tasks, I'm sorry. Let me just... All right. In any event, I was going to produce a whole mini documentary that was like behind the music. They called it the mystery noise. And like, a, you know, like with like the fake Ken Burns jazz music in the background and like a whole lot of like retrospectives for me, like as an 80-year-old man. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time, you know, just like a whole retrospect of how the mystery noise came to be. We did not do that. I don't have any appropriate music. I don't have... I have nothing. So, here is what we are going to do. We have had many guesses.
It's 10 seconds to 220.
All right. Well, I'm beginning the segment now. We are now beginning the revelatory segment. Jen, do you have a final guess?
My guess is that it's like a typewriter ribbon cartridge.
I can't say anything. All right. I can't say anything. That is Jen's guess. Guess. It's too late now to reveal whether or not anything is right or wrong. The curtain has now been brought down on that.
So here's, but here's the thing. We found out yesterday that someone had deduced the correct answer.
No, wait, did you actually say what it was on the air, like, last week?
Did I?
Like, you say, oh, it wouldn't be that, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. What? Oh, are you, many people have speculated that I inadvertently revealed it.
Well, I thought that you advertently revealed it, and,
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I? You can't see
but
I'm...
You just did it in such a quick little way.
You can't see it, right now, but I'm arching my eyebrow like Stephen Colbert. John, did I? Okay. Well, who knows? Who's to say?
The longest 20 minutes of my life.
So we announced yesterday that someone had correctly deduced the origin of said mystery noise, the origin of the mystery sound. And so, don't... Oh, okay. You're reading. Jen is reading what the file is labeled on the computer. You are forbidden to reveal anything. All right. Do we understand one another?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So.
You are so paranoid. You better get to it before somebody accidentally blurts it out.
So someone did discern what it was. And so here's what we are going to do. Because Rick Emerson cares, and because I wish to callously exploit every single moment of this bit, because once it's over, and Sarah Dillon will never, ever, ever let me do anything like this again. I've already gotten people saying, hey, do another mystery sound next week when this one's over. You do it every day. And
you realize this is going to be impossible to replicate. There will never be another sound.
I can't. We've fallen. It's like tripping and falling into a stream of gold. I can never. This is like, you know, accidentally solving a Rubik's Cube. You can. Oh, wait. Did I reveal it there?
Oh, stop it.
Oh, did I? John? Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. And Scotty, you'll have to walk me through this to make sure I do this correctly. We are going to bring on three callers here. We're going to bring on three callers. Now, one of these callers has the correct answer. So, Scotty, what I'm going to need you to do... What I'm going to need you to do, am I taking 1, 2, and 6 here? I thought it was 1, 2, and 6. Oh, for the love of sweet God.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Okay, 1, 2, and 6. Okay, so I'm going to take these three callers. One of them is correct. What I need to do right now, Scotty, you need to clear out the other phone lines. And we are going to take caller number 5 right now. And what you will do, caller number 5, is you will hear these guesses. And one of them is correct. If you can deduce which one of these guesses is correct, then you yourself will win an illustrious prize. So, Scotty, I need you to clean out those other, just clear out the other lines there. Clear out lines, I guess, everything that's not 1, 2, and 6. Just get rid of them. You just have to hang them up.
How's your day going, Rick?
It's going fantastically. No, this is a whole, productivity has ceased. There's no work being done right now at all. No, you got to get rid of them. I don't want to have to be like Lycus and just go through the, I'm hanging up on the phone lines right now. Why are you calling? I'm hanging up. All right. So we're going to take caller number 5 right now at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We will take that caller 5. You will then hear three guesses, one of which is correct. Now, the person who has the correct sound, the person who guessed it, they will win something fantastic. If you are able to correctly identify out of that lineup which of the guesses is correct, you will also win something. As I am now callously and with no shame, whoring every possible microsecond out of one of the most tedious and irritating bits ever created by any radio host anywhere.
Do you have the full length?
Ever.
Sound?
Oh, the full length, you mean just to drag it out even further?
Yeah. Get it all out of your system now.
I've heard that before. Hold on. I've got the full sound. Hold on, let me play the full length. Maybe we should take a break first. All right. Well, I wonder what else is there I should get out of my sound? There you go. I'm going to find a way to keep that. All right. So, Scotty, guide me through this. I'm going to take 1, 2, and 6 right now. And then we'll take 3, right? Okay. All right. We're going to take these in no particular order. All right. Jason, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, don't say anything. Just kind of hang out, say nothing further. All right?
Okay.
All right. Marty, are you there?
I am here.
All right, and stay there. Say nothing further. All right. Susan?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Heart is palpitating.
All right, Marty, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Jason, you can still hear me?
I can still hear you.
All right, hold on one second. Now, we can take up to, I think, six, but they're all in one bank. That's
okay.
The problem. All right. We are now going to take, hold on, let me make sure that I've got all my sound effects in order here. Scotty created a whole mystery sound. He created a whole closing. Remind me to play you the one later that we're not using. He created one that was just ludicrous. All right. We are taking.
Scotty does a lot more than Kyle ever did.
Well, it helps that he's not the smoking a bowl and a half every morning before he comes.
Hey,
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You know, some people do that and they still function in society, although they can't talk.
They
apparently.
Still slur.
Yeah.
They still stammer like
I
Bob
haven't
Newhart.
Eaten yet? I'm a little low energy. Sorry.
All right. Caller five, Alan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Ray?
Alan, how are you, sir? You are caller five. Do you understand that the weight of the world is on your shoulders now?
I'm fully aware of that.
All right, Alan. Here is what's going to happen. We are going to go through these three calls, Jason, Marty, Susan. They will give their guesses one by one. You must deduce which of those three guesses is correct. If so, you will win something. You will not win a prize quite as fantastic as that prize, which will go to the correct guess, the person who has deduced the sound. But you'll win a little something shiny. And more importantly, you will allow me to elongate this bit and to drag it through as much of this hour as I possibly can. And that, sir, is a gift upon which there is no price tag. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so, Alan, we're going to go through these. I want you to be listening. We'll just take these in no particular order. Marty, I want you to say, and say this only, I want you to say what your guess as to the mystery sound is. Marty, in your opinion, what is the mystery sound?
I believe the mystery sound is the little car you push forward and back on the plastic track and makes it go loop-de-loop.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Just stay there. Don't go anywhere. Jason, say this and say no more. What is your guess as to this sound, sir?
The cable box channel selector.
Okay. And that's like an old school?
Yeah, from the 80s. We used to slide the thing back and forth.
All right. And Susan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Susan, I want you to say nothing further. What is your guess, Susan, as to the origin of this mystery sound?
The carriage return on an old manual typewriter.
All right. Now, Alan, have you heard all of these guesses?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, sir, I want you to ask yourself, look deep into the abyss. Look deep into your own heart. I want you to go inside yourself to that special place marked random guess, because I have no damn idea what the noise is.
I'm there. Trust me.
All right. Alan, for a prize which is not really all that impressive, but for a mantle of truth that will hang around you like a big truthy thing, what is your guess of these three?
Well,
that's the sound of confidence right there. Well, I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with the typewriter.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
That is your final answer. Survey says
thank you.
No, you're wrong. You're so wrong. You're so,
I knew it.
You're so goddamn wrong, I can't even explain it. You have brought shame on the whole family. Whole family now wear ribbons of shame. All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye now. Hey, by the way, okay, so you stay, everybody else just stay right there. Hey, Susan?
Yeah.
By the way, this is Susan Reynolds, marketing guru for CBS. She's not even a real caller, and you were fooled by her.
Well, I'm a real caller.
Well, you are a real caller, but you're not, you know what I mean.
I think I really sold my answer.
You're a ringer, though. Ah, in your face, Alan. Yeah, where is your God now? All right. Susan, let me ask you this. Now, did you really? Now, Susan, you yourself, even though you are the marketing guru for this radio station and the CBS Radio Portland cluster, do you yourself even know what the mystery noise is?
I have no freaking idea, and it's been driving me nuts.
Would you like to tell everybody that in the promotions meeting this morning, we tried to get work done, and we couldn't because people were obsessed with the mystery noise?
And you could have solved it by just telling us what it was.
No. No. That's not going to happen.
No.
All right. So.
And I still don't know, but thank you.
We should take a break. The mystery noise is
much as you couldn't be more obnoxious.
Jason, would you like to tell everybody what the mystery sound is?
Oh, yes. It is an old 80s cable selector. You could plug your cable into and it hooked your TV. And it was this little brown box that had a little white pyramid on the front of it. And you would slide it back and forth to select your channel.
And it would light up the numbers as you went by.
Yep. And the problem is, if your parents are sleeping, there was no way avoiding how noisy it was. You're flipping channels at 5:30 on a Saturday morning.
Exactly. Jason, it is an old school cable box selector. And I do want to note, by the way, that for we said that the breaking point was like 30 years of age. And whether or not you would even know what it was.
Yeah, income and cable availability?
I got to tell
you. Are you excluding a large segment of your listening audience?
Yes, we are, but they can't spend money on our advertisers anyway. So I got to say that this actually was not, we didn't find this in a warehouse. This actually is still in use in our kitchen in 2006. This is in the kitchen here at CBS Radio. In the kitchen, there is a television that gets cable. I don't even think Comcast knows the thing is still here. It is actually still in use in our kitchen. It is an old school cable box selector that is still being used now in 2006 to watch television in the break room here at CBS Radio Portland. Susan, in your wildest imaginings, did you know what it was?
Well, I never go in that kitchen, for one thing, so no. I never would have guessed that in a million years.
We will now play the winner song compiled by Scotty J. This is now the...
The numbers all go to 11.
Oh, wait, no, this is wrong. This is the one I said no to. This is, wait, here we go. This is his congratulations sound. Sense. It's ridiculous. Would you like to hear the mystery winner song that I said no to because it was too ludicrous? Here's the other one.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11.
This doesn't
11,
even make any sense. This has nothing to do with anything.
To 10. Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
Five. Four, three, two, one.
Man, nothing says winner like Stanford and Sons.
This was Scotty J's winning sound. All right, Susan, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Susan Reynolds.
So what does Jason win?
Jason, how are you, sir?
Yes.
All right. Are you happy, sir? Thank you.
I am basking in glory.
All right. You are basking in glory. Fantastic. All right. So, sir, you win. We've got several things for you. We are going to be giving you a limited edition AM970 Solid State Radio T-shirt, of which there were not a whole lot printed. We've got a... Yes?
Where's mine?
So, Jason, we're going to be giving you an AM970 Solid State Radio T-shirt. We have also a pair of tickets to the upcoming Tom Petty concert for you.
All right.
And then are you a fan of the metal, sir, and the kids who sing it?
Actually, yes, I am.
Actually, excellent. Fantastic. So we've also got a pair of tickets for Off Fest, which is happening at the Roseland this Friday, featuring Hatebreed, Norma Jean, and like nine other bands, none of whom I will pretend to know about. So that is us. There you go, sir. Tom Petty tickets, Off Fest tickets, and a limited edition AM970 Solid State Radio shirt. But most importantly, sir, forevermore, you will be known when you call this very fine radio program as Mystery Noise Jason. And this sound, which has plagued the lives and minds of so many in the Portland metro area, this will now be your official greeting noise when you call in. A mystery no more, Jason. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
God
Thank you.
Bless you. All right, thank you, Jason. We're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. The mystery noise.
Yay!
The mystery noise revealed. Mystery noise revealed once and for all. So I'll tell you what, we'll just take this to the break.
For the memory.
We'll take this to break and we'll come back.
For the mystery
song. We came to do show for very little dough.
There you go. This is our way of saying thank you from everyone in our family, too.
Working on Skid Row.
Your family. Connie Chung, ladies and gentlemen. Back after this with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for the memories. This half a year flew by. My Maury, what a guy. Instead of asking who's the daddy, he could talk Dubai. How stunned were we all? Maury would talk instead of listening, unaware of the concept of whispering. And when he did say the right thing, it was so rare. Why should I care? Thanks for the memories. The thing I love the most about Hubby as co-host is all those other anchors were as dull as Melba toast. The sparks really flew. Thanks for the memories. Now that's the show is through. I've got bigger things to do. But Maury is back weighing in. Fat babies, how taboo. He can't get enough. Thanks for the memories. As we come to a close, we say to friends and foes, thanks for tuning in to watch the con take on the pose. We thank you so much.